it's okay to talk about your story. It's okay to, you know, maybe even have a moment of silence to honor the old you, because you came out of that cult experience, right? You have to set that tone, set your listeners' expectations when you reel them in. But again, this is your platform. What rapper was that was like, all I need is one mic, as podcasters? And that's the floor to talk and talk and talk as long as someone will listen. But sometimes opening up more, like a, giving a more full experience and an in-depth look into who you are behind the podcast, will be like the reality TV of podcasting, and people are here for the drama and the tea, sis. So sometimes they will sit and listen. So it's up to you. The beauty of being your own podcast host is you get to set that tone, set the expectations for your listeners, and let them decide how much they want to tune into.
Welcome to another episode of Listeners to Lead, where I'm helping podcasters launch and maintain a lead-generating show. I'm your host, Alicia Galati, the CEO and head podcast strategist behind Galati Media, a full-service podcast management company. On this show, you'll hear my guests and I discuss everything it takes to launch a successful podcast and keep it running. If you're ready to get leads, land speaking gigs, and create deeper connections with your audience through your podcast, then this is the show for you. Today, we're talking to Dr. AJ Austin about how to be a great podcast guest and how to be a great podcast host. I absolutely loved this conversation with Dr. AJ. One, she is so much fun, so much fun. And it was such an honor to be able to talk to someone who has been a guest on over 100 shows, but also is a host of a podcast herself. And so she was able to give us a very unique perspective about how to build an on-air and off-air relationship between guests and the podcast host. She talks about ways that she is able to create connections, way deeper connections, with not only her guests, but as a guest with the host. And one thing that I absolutely love is how to get repeatedly asked back to a show. That is something that I have never really thought about, and I absolutely love that she takes this approach. So definitely grab a pen and paper, because there is so much goodness in this episode, so many strategies, so many tips, but don't let that overwhelm you. I want you to take one or two strategies that you can take and implement in the next week or so, and definitely connect with Dr. AJ. Hi, Dr. AJ. I am so excited to chat with you today. Like, obviously, we're going to have some serious juice to chat about. So tell me, and tell the audience, who you are, what you do, what's your jam, all that fun stuff.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation and just what I've learned even before we started recording from you, the master. So I'm definitely following your lead today. I am Dr. AJ Austin. I am founder of BlackLifeCoachCompany.com. I train and certify Black women of faith to become certified life coaches online in one day. And as they graduate and they have that piece of paper in their hand, they go on to do things like speak. And one of my favorite platforms of speaking is from home in your pajamas, on your laptop or your phone, if it'll act right. And doing it via podcast, whether it's audio, video, or whatever the latest technology is. So I have been able to be featured on over 100 plus podcasts since I started my business back in 2008 and officially got online. And I always tell my quick 30-second story of how I went from homelessness, the death of my mom, and a divorce all on the same day. And now I use platforms like podcasts to share that story and talk about how it was and still is a business blessing in disguise. And I'm happy to jump into that and tie it into what we're here to share today. But I'm just hoping, you know, everyone that's listening have their pen and paper, because yeah, we got the juice today.
Yes. Oh, yes. I love that so much. I get asked a lot about how much of your story should you share on podcasts. And I know that's something that obviously I have an interesting backstory in, growing up in a cult, also losing my mom, and it was to an overdose. And so there's a lot of like, how much do you share? How much do you not share? And like the majority of my friends, of my biz besties and biz friends did not know my story and about growing up in a cult until it got to the point where I launched a podcast about it with my sister and was like, all right, we're going to talk about this thing. And they were like, I had no idea. I've known you for 6 years and I did not know this.
Wow.
So like, how do you know how much, especially from the point of being a guest on a show and you are, so we'll take that approach and then we'll take the host approach. So as a host, so first as a guest, how much should you share? How do you know how much to share? What does that look like?
Yeah, so our stories have a lot in common. I don't talk about my cultish experience either. It was in the church. I just use, you know, my story as a platform. But it's so good you had your sister to hold your hand and jump in. Like, you ready, girl? I'm ready. You know, like the Beyonce. I play a lot because you have to laugh to keep from crying sometimes at the depth of your story. And that's the thing you don't want to do. I always say the short and dirty version of how much of your story to tell on a guest spot is, number one, how much time allows. Number two, you led me into this. So you started this, okay? I didn't just come on crying like, girl, let me tell you, you know. So if it's appropriate, if the tone of the show matches, if it comes up in conversation, if you're personally asked about it, just have that quick and dirty. Like I said, I got a 10-second version, but it took me 10 years to live it. And so you tell as much as you can without doing three things. I call them the three C's. If you're cursing, like that, boo, 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 and they gotta beep out the episodes. Leave that part out, sis. Leave it out. Number two, if you're crying, you know, if you tell this story and you know, you can't get it out, it's podcasting. They need to hear, and if they don't want to hear your sobs necessarily, they're gonna relate. But you have to tell your story in a way that does it without triggering your emotions, because you're gonna trigger some stuff in other people. And then number three, if you're calling somebody out of their name, if you're still not ready to forgive that person who did whatever, whenever, you like that, once again, beep, 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 and you can't say it on public television, like, or if you don't want that headline in the newspaper and your granny reads it tomorrow, like, what was your problem? You know, leave all those three C's out, cursing, crying, calling somebody out their name. Tell the short and dirty version of the story. If the hostess wants more information, they'll ask for it. Or, you know, have a document prepared on the back end saying, if you want more of my story and learn how I tell my story or really want to know who I am, here's where to find more detail. You know, there are places for it, like your book or your own podcast.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is gold. And I feel like a lot of it is applicable to the host side as well. So let's just jump right in there about, like, as a host, keeping your audience in mind, how do you know how much to share, when to share, especially on those solo episodes when you kind of get to ranting and you go on and on? What's that look like?
Okay, three C's, cursing, crying, calling them out their name. You're still not ready to tell that part.
Yes.
Yeah. I would say do some bullet points of what you're going to address. Be able to tie it in with whatever your episode is about. If you are a professional podcaster, like I can tell you are, and I am, you know, then you have set the tone for what type of show that you offer. And so people know what to expect. So if you say, on this episode, I'm going behind the scenes to tell you who Dr. AJ Austin really is, how I got into coaching, how many people I've coached, why I do it, and how my story of being homeless, divorced, and dealing with the death of my mom all on the same day led me right here with you. So you got to be able to reel them in with the tagline, hit them with the bullet points, and then again, go read the book for the rest of it, because then I tell you names, I tell you the real dirty details, we only have a short amount of time together, you know, and so it's okay to talk about your story. It's okay to, you know, maybe even have a moment of silence to honor the old you, because you came out of that cult experience, right? You have to set that tone, set your listeners' expectations when you reel them in. But again, this is your platform. So you can rant. People may, you know, stop listening, go clean something as you talk in the background. But this is your platform. What rapper was that was like, all I need is one mic?
I don't know, but it sounds about right.
But I hear it in my head, all I need is one. And we have that one mic as podcasters. And that's the floor to talk and talk and talk as long as someone will listen. But sometimes opening up more, like giving a more full experience and an in-depth look into who you are behind the podcast, will be like the reality TV of podcasting, and people are here for the drama and the tea.
Yes.
So sometimes they will sit and listen. So it's up to you. The beauty of being your own podcast host is you get to set that tone, set the expectations for your listeners, and let them decide how much they want to tune into.
This is absolute gold, because, like, obviously it's a podcast. You can't see me, but I'm like nodding my head up and down, like, yes, all the things. But there's almost this celebrity factor that happens. And I talk about this a lot. When you are a podcast host, you almost become this person, like your listener's imaginary biz bestie. They know all your dirt. They know all the things because you tell them while they're cleaning their house, while they're in the shower, while they're walking their dog. Literally, you are with them in their day to day. And it creates this such a deep connection beyond just video or blogs or whatever else. I think that making sure that you do give some of yourself to your audience is so important. Because then you have that deeper connection and they feel like they know you. But if you just come up with, all right, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about being a podcast guest, how to be a good podcast guest. Cool. But if you don't share your story, they're like, I don't really feel connected to that host. Let's go listen to another podcast.
Right. Because you didn't tell enough of your business. And so you have to decide what's enough to share. It don't even have to be just podcasts. It can be like Facebook Lives. It can be Facebook Stories. This is where I'm active, right? Mm-hmm. And so people email me to say, you are my best friend, my sister, and my cousin in my head. And they're here. I'm here in Atlanta. So anywhere I go to live events, like we're opening back up later this year, I cannot go to a live event without someone knowing me or pulling me to the side. Like, girl, I watched all 200 of your YouTube videos.
Oh, and my goodness.
Let me tell you what you said back in 2015. Because I've been doing it in these internet streets for a minute on video. You know, podcasting was before that. So they really do feel like they know you. They're like, how your brother's doing? I'm like, when did I talk about my family? You know? And sometimes it's the podcast host too, though. Mm-hmm. I just did a show, not a show. I feel like it's a performance sometimes with my personality. But I did a talk with the ADD, A Association Attention Deficit Disorder. She asked me about a part of my story that I had never shared in front of her. So that meant that people are going to research. They do want to know you. They're going to ask questions. They want to feel included. They also love my client. So when I tell their stories about how they were trapped at home with COVID for 2 weeks and they still said, you know what? I still want to get on podcasts. I still want to get my certification. Send me your training. Where do I sign up? You know, it's a perfect time to open those personalities that are a part of your world. If you're not comfortable putting all your stuff on camera, girl, talk about somebody else. Tell their team, you know.
Yes. Oh, this is absolute gold. Obviously, your personality is fantastic and you make such a great guest. But how do you create that dynamic, like on and off the air, to ensure that? So if you're a guest, let's go the guest route first and then we'll go the host route. As a guest, how do you ensure that there is a good connection? Because I know I've been on shows before and afterwards been like, I hope that doesn't go live.
Wow.
Like, I tried my best, but there wasn't really that vibe. So as a guest, how do you ensure that, one, you're like pitching yourself to the right kind of people, but also that during the conversation, there's that good vibe?
Well, first, can I say, I love that I can play both of these roles. I've never had two characters in one appearance. So the host and the guest, I love this. So there are three parts to any podcast appearance, or even if you're doing like a Zoom share where it's turned into a podcast or Facebook Live, however you're using information. And number one, when you first pitch, you want to make sure that your presentation, again, is going to match the tone of the podcast that you're pitching to. And then number two, once that invitation is accepted for you to appear, you guys have both agreed that you will be there. The podcast host will be there. And then once the interview is over, there's also a part to staying connected. So this is a part of a 9-step process that I teach my clients, where you're going to become eventually a professional podcast guest when you have those multiple appearances, or you write a book and you can get on and talk about whatever it is that, you know, you've been pitching and accepted for. So the first is to prepare. You want to make sure that, again, your pitch is centered on a show that centers around your topic. So I love how I could take that I'm a certified life coach, I'm a master life coach trainer, and I train life coaches, and I talk about it on podcasts where I share my story, and I can still give tips to future podcasters. So you have to know how to take that topic and turn it in, and then learn, of course, the host's name of the show, you know, whether or not you're going to relate to them. I would do a quick Amazon search to see if they have books you can buy and read before the show. I even had that happen as a host, so I'm glad I get to talk about that coming up. But that allows you to be able to ask questions or relate to something in their experience, like how you and I have that cultish experience. I like that because it sounds like the show Blackish.
Right.
So, you know, we can make a TV show about our experiences. Kind of go hand in hand.
ABC, we're calling you.
Yeah, we might need Shonda Rhimes for this, right? Yes. Come on, sis. Black girl magic. I love it. One of my favorite things as well is to ask for questions beforehand, like, what are we going to be talking about? And if they don't know, you can send them a list of your own favorite questions. Like, okay, ask me this. Make sure you ask me this. I really want to talk about this, if that's okay. So you're actually getting permission. Also ask if you can, you know, sell or give things away. Again, regardless of what platform the podcast is hosted on, like a Zoom, Facebook Live, Anchor, Google Meet, call in studio. I've done all of them. It goes to even the documents you sent me to be here, you know, like here's your checklist of how to prepare for this show. Everything from a strong Wi-Fi to headsets, wired and wireless. Because if you got earrings like me, you love to jingle, you know, you don't want to pick up that sound, that crispy audio on the final part. So a lot of new technology is popping up as well. So that's why I'm always interested to do these types of podcast appearances, just to see what's out there that's available in the form of an app or something you can download on your laptop or desktop, your phone or tablet. But most importantly, in order to prepare for your guest spot, have that quiet environment, chat with your family, your furry family, your friends. Like, hey, I'm on the phone, okay? So, and then the final thing is having a backup plan. You know, your laptop, your phone, just something to jump in just in case one can't support, you know, what you're looking to do in preparation for the podcast. So hopefully those tips help. That was just one of three.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is absolutely, yeah, seriously. All of that is so good. I think that the whole, like, making sure that you tell your kids and your furry kids, I have a stay-at-home dad as a husband and two boys who really don't care what I'm doing. They hear me talking and they're like, Hey Ma. And I'm like, I just said I got a phone call. Like, I got stuff to do, guys. And I tell them multiple times on that day, like, you do what you can and I get it. But that is such an important part. I was editing a podcast for a client recently and their dog was scratching in the background and it started about halfway through. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't just take out the words. Like, the host has to make sure that, hey, let's pause. Do you mind moving your dog real quick to maybe another room? Put a blanket under them so they're not scratching at the hardwood floors, whatever works. So that way, one, you keep your audience in mind in that way, but also as a guest, if you do hear that stuff, then make sure that you say, hey, can we just pause real quick? Can you just edit this out real quick? Is that okay? My kid's crying. I'll be right back. You know, like stuff like that to make sure that, okay, we're good. Let's create that audio experience, keeping that audience in mind to ensure that you show up as a guest high quality, but also that the host feels supported as well. I think it's so important.
It is. And I've had that happen where the hostess was the actual one with the dog barking in the camera and made it a part of the show. And I was like, okay, sis, you know, I guess we keep recording. I don't know. It's out there in the internet street. So this dog barking on my show. Yeah. But what are you going to do? Or keep that mute finger handy. We've learned how to do that in this age.
Oh, yes. Technology. Space bar with Zoom, right? Space bar.
Right. We can do it behind the scenes tricks. I didn't know that.
Just tap the space bar once and it mutes you right away. And then you can hold it down to unmute for an extended period of time. And then you lift it up and it mutes you back up. It is gold.
Oh, look at you. Yes. So I can see you just holding it down and yelling. First of all, you know, we can see you, but we can't hear
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
That's what's important. The audio quality.
Yes. So let's talk host. As a host, how do you ensure that you have a good connection with the guest, both on the air and off the air, before, after the interview, all that fun stuff?
As a host, I found that it was so helpful to ask my pitchers, whoever pitched to be on the podcast and whoever I invited, to send me a previous episode that they recorded where they were a guest. That way you get to hear how they speak, if they're preachy, If their accent is too thick, that may take twice as long to record, you know, to slow it down and make sure we can understand it. If they're really skilled in the topic that they're coming to speak about. So this starts the research process. And as guests, we should always have those reels available. That's why one of my secret sauces that I keep in the pocket is like every time I record, I store those recordings for future use. Whether I'm being asked for that, no one has ever asked me that though. So that's why I give it as a tip because people don't think to do it. And then you want to make sure, you know, the values, the beliefs, the conversation is going to flow. You're not going to get someone who's, you know, there to pick a fight because everybody who pitched to come on your show is not necessarily for you. They're for the spotlight and that 15 minutes of fame. So this is to help you do your due diligence on them as a speaker, to help check their agenda versus the agenda you have for bringing them in front of your people. And because you have to protect your audience, you know, at the end of the day. So that's the biggest takeaway that has really helped me. And as a host, what I've also done is if I say, yeah, no, they're not going to be a good fit because I've had some people who I didn't like their voice. And I'd be like, you know, we are booked. However, I have someone I can refer you to. And it's always another podcast host who is happy to have anybody on their show at any time because they just want to talk to people. And I'll send them over. The other host is excited. And so is the future guest. And everybody wins because I ain't got to put them on my show.
Yes.
So that's the key.
That's such a great tip. I might have to use that. And I have seen some absolutely atrocious pitches. So I'm on this podcast, Listeners to Leads. We are only having those who have hosted a show either previously, say they pod faded, whatever, that's fine. But you have to be on the host side because there's something that is, it's different than just, oh, I've been a guest on a bunch of shows, you know?
Yeah.
But ensuring that side is really important. And I had people pitch me who they don't have a podcast. They don't have any experience in host, like having a show or being on shows. And it's literally just like, hey, I'm this white dude who has a book. You should buy it. And here's my Lambo. And here's a picture of the private jet that I rented. And it's like, okay, first of all, my audience is not your audience. So I don't know why in the world you're wasting your time with me. But also, I'm not going to waste my time with you because I don't really want to hear what you have to say because it's not going to give value to my audience. I think we as hosts have to be, and as a overcoming people pleaser, we have to be super strict with who we have on our show. We can't just say, yep, everybody's going to be on my show. If that's the kind of show you have, kudos. That's great. But if you want to be intentional with your audience, make sure that you're bringing value to your audience. You have to be selective.
Right. And protective of your audience. Yeah, because everybody's not a good fit. And as a guest, you want to make sure you make the host look good. Listening, you know, making it about them and their people who they're educating, who they brought you on to educate versus you on trying to make a quick buck or get seen.
Mm.
But yeah, I've received those automated pitches. Because I'm like, oh, they must have someone sending this. And sometimes it's more than one. And I'm like, oh, they forgot they sent this to me. And I said, no. So I can tell they won't be a good fit and they're going to spam just in case that email address shows back up again. But it's also a teaching moment for what not to do. So if you really wanted to like get jiggy with it, you could put their letter, their pitch letter in your process of like, this is what we're not looking for. To say, you know,
no,
like you said, don't go do your research. This is not a good fit. But we have to be kind of nice, nasty with, you know, first of all, this is not a good fit. And say it the nice, motherly, in love way. Yeah, because everybody's not there to support you, which is sad. You would think we would be more engaged with the needs of the audience versus our egos. But it's out there. And I'm glad we talk about the realities of it.
Yes, it's humanity, right? Part of all of it. So you've mentioned this about twice so far, and I wanted like dive into it. How are you able to get back on shows repeatedly? Tell me how that process works. And then I know you mentioned like bringing your clients on, and this might have been during our pre-talk. It's all flown together, girl. where you talked about then being able to push your clients and push other people onto podcasts where you've already repeatedly gone on. So first, how do you get back on shows repeatedly?
Yeah, so it goes with the 3P process. So the second part, first was prepare, then now it's proceed. And so everything from showing up early to getting a chat in, like we had a chance to do, asking questions about the flow of the show, doing your woosa moment, because some of us need to catch our breath and stop sweating because we rushed to make sure we would make the appearance on time. I said us. Uh-huh. So I'm glad I can speak from experience. But you definitely want to do things that help the process of the show. Like, again, allow the host to talk more than you. This is by asking them questions or being relatable, bringing up that book that you found that they wrote, bringing up a past episode that you wouldn't listen to, showing how you can add to that discussion from that past episode. That's like a ding, ding, ding. We have to have her back. And that's like the key to getting invited back on a podcast, when you demonstrate your listening skills, your interviewing skills, your coaching skills, if you're a coach. So mention those books, mention those episodes, share stories that have teaching points. I've told y'all most of my business since being on here, but this is what I do as a professional podcast guest, okay? But when you share stories and you tie it in with those teaching points that they brought you on the show to talk about versus trying to like take over the show, This is like, okay, this is someone who can have a conversation, because that's what podcasting is. That's what coaching is. That's what being a human is, you know, caring enough to ask a question and shut up and listen, right? So yes. When you have those top 3 talk points about how much of your story you're going to tell, maybe even some talk points on a note card about what you're going to actually talk and teach about, like I have in front of me on today. And then finally, like if you can't show up to a show, I love how you have in your bookings, click here to cancel, click here to reschedule. And so it's all coming together where, you know, the host and the guest, they're serving each other. And they're making it cohesive to actually proceed. So we prepared, we proceeded through the show to get to the show. And now it's time to prosper on it.
Yeah. No, let's just go into prosper. What does that look like?
So one of my coaches who hired me about this time last year, his name was Ray. And I usually work with just Black women of faith. I don't know if y'all caught that earlier that I said that. But Ray begged me. He was like, you cannot leave out the men, okay?
Yes.
So he came to work with me. We did phenomenal together. We worked together for 6 months. He got on 20 podcasts thanks to the prepare, proceed, and prosper method. And he became a bestseller. I helped him write his book and he got new clients. And now he's the host of a networking series, which is who he is. He's a networking coach. But what I love was that this all came from my own experience. So I was teaching him what I knew. He went and put it into practice and it worked for him making money as a podcast guest. And so that leads us to that prosper. So one thing that I love is when shows allow you to download your own copy of the show. So first you could do something like request it from the hostess, or some shows put it in their show notes, like where to go find the podcast. Make sure you go back and listen to your episode. Hear how you sound. Hear what you said. Some stuff I am embarrassed, like, oh, I said that, you know. But if they have the option to download that show, you want to keep it for your records. Because sometimes over time, especially because I've been doing this since 2008, technology changes and those episodes can't be found, or they no longer play on the new podcast platforms. So you want to make sure that before the tech updates, you're able to hear that show and make sure your mom and them hear it too before it disappears.
Yes.
And then prospering is also where you refer those other good guests, you know, for other shows, where you ask certain hosts, you know, are you looking for other guests? And that way you'll know whether to refer your clients, refer the guest that's not a good fit for you. And then in order to help promote the show, you want to do things like share links to episodes that you've done. So like I said, before it disappears and your mom and them hear it, get the link to share the show in things like Facebook groups that matches a topic that you might speak on. So for example, I'm a member of a lot of groups for coaches. And when someone in the group asks a specific question about how do I get booked on a podcast, I'm looking for some virtual speaking events, I can say, oh, here's a link to an episode I just did that covered exactly what you're asking. And if you have questions, inbox me. Notice that gets them into the conversation. That's a new listen for the show that starts the question asking process in my inbox. And 9 times out of 9, it leads to a consultation and maybe even a coaching client. So you start prospering that way by giving. Notice all of this is about giving. It's not even about self-service just yet. Because when you get into the role of becoming a podcast host and starting your own podcast, you'll also be in a position to upload those interviews as like a digital speaker reel. And another podcast coach taught me that. I was like, that's a great idea. Instead of just having all these old episodes just floating out in the internet and no one's hearing them anymore after a certain time, because y'all know we got a attention span like a goldfish. You know, we may make it through 30 minutes. We may not. But if you have it on your podcast, you're repurposing that information as a digital speaker's reel. And then you can do things like As Seen On, Listen to Leads, you know, and put those show logos on there or link that show in your speaker's one sheet. But overall, you can do, as I mentioned, you know, upload all those episodes to a cloud folder like a Google Drive where you offer it to your clients who maybe hire you. So for my public speaking coaches, they pay me for these replays, you know, because it's all in one file or it's in a PDF where it's clickable and it's a part of my coach training programs. So you can take all of that in the form of videos and audios. You can also transcribe them and use those transcripts to blog about your experience on the show or do your own show notes and then link it to the show to go with that audio, that video episode. But overall, you want to have those converted to where all three of those match the learning styles of people who are audible, who need to hear, visual, who need to see, and kinesthetic, who need to demonstrate. So if you're combining, you know, audio, video, and transcripts, everybody's getting something that they need from it. So that's how you prosper as a podcast guest.
I want to pull out some things that you said there. So getting that list of places that you've been a guest on is gold. I have a client, she actually created a Spotify playlist of all of the podcasts that she's been on. All she had to do was search her name in Spotify, add them all to a playlist, and she has it on her link tree on her Instagram. So, hey, do you want to see where I've been a guest and the topics that I talk about? She's able to send that then to podcasts that she pitches herself to. Hey, this is the list of places I've been on. And with Spotify becoming even more and more prevalent, I think that that's, especially with them partnering with Facebook recently, that's a really great strategy to have. Yours is a great one as well for people who maybe don't use Spotify, having that list in one spot. You also talked about repurposing. And I think that is where, as guests, we could do better. For sure, on taking the episodes that we've been on and how do we add it to our website? How do we like, hey, can I get that embed code so people can play your podcast on my website? That episode that I was on, that is a fantastic strategy. One, it gives those backlinks to the host. You get backlinks. It's all a circle of awesomeness.
Yeah, because when people go to Google, like we always do, and they put in your name, both of your names come up in that search. And so to see like, oh, she's been on that show too. It's really, really cool. And we do have competitors. A lot of the speaker coaches teach you to follow your competition. So when you put out the name of a show that you've been on and a link to that episode, your competitors are listening. They're like, okay, I see. And now it's their kind of like a checklist or list of places that they can kind of pitch to. So you're helping a lot of people. One of my coaches called it leaving breadcrumbs all over the internet so that it's always linking back to you. It's always serving the show host. I love the Spotify playlist idea. I do that on, is it the same thing? What's the one with the, let me look at it. Maybe that is Spotify. I just click it. Yep, Spotify. So I got a Spotify playlist. I was like, is that a new one? It's so much technology. So
I
share that because what I do with my Spotify link is I also go to GoDaddy, get a domain name like blacklifecoachradio.com. And when you type it in, here's the list of all the episodes that I've uploaded to this platform like Anchor, Spotify, Verbal. And that's that easy to access link. Some people still won't go to that link. That's when you start selling the link and they start paying attention to like, oh, okay. So it's always able to be used as a bonus. Like how your friend has it in her link tree, you can always add it to services that you sell. Like, oh, by the way, here's a playlist for podcast interviews. So for me, I say, if you want to learn how to be a professional podcast guest, get asked back majority of the time and look like a pro. You being interviewed, you're not talking to yourself, but someone's actually on the other end making you look good. Then here's the link to my playlist, or just check out, you know, this radio link. And they're thinking, wow, she has her own radio show. That's so cool. And it's a combination of all the places that I've spoken. So that's been a very helpful tip.
All of this has been so good. Thank you so much. I feel like everybody should have a pen and paper and filled notes out, because there were so many tips and strategies to take away that you can eat as a host, as a guest, either way, so many strategies. So tell us, where can we find you? Where can we hang out with you? Where can we like get all of the goodness even further?
Yeah. So everything that I've shared is in action. I've implemented. You can see how I use it over at blacklifecoachcompany.com. All of my social media links, the links to the radio show, as well as our YouTube channel. Everything is at blacklifecoachcompany.com.
Awesome. And we'll have the link for that in the show notes. So if anyone is looking for that, you'll definitely have that. And you said you like to hang out on Facebook. So if you want to let us know what your Facebook business page is as well, and we'll have that link as well.
Facebook.com/Dr. AJ Austin. But again, everything is on my site that'll link, because it's like a link tree, if you will, to follow that funnel into where we are, depending on how you like to learn. That's why I have the different options. My background is in training and development. So I like to make sure our adults learn exactly how they need to learn audio, visual, reading. So we have the blog, we have the podcast, we have the YouTube channel, and it's all over at blacklifecoachcompany.com. And so if you follow me, you'll see these tips put into play, even something as simple as having a glass of water beside you, not dating your podcast, and making sure that you're focusing on what you're there to focus on, using your personality. So thank you so much for this opportunity to come and chat with you and let me be silly and have a little fun and match our stories together and bring it all to the listeners. I pray that their notebook is full. I told y'all to get your pen. We told you it's going to be juicy, right?
Yes. Go back and listen if you have to. Bookmark it for later, because this was absolute gold. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Listeners to Leads. If you found value in this episode, which I'm sure you did, I'd love it if you shared it with a friend or two. My favorite place to hang out is Instagram. You can find me at alicia.galati. Let me know what your favorite takeaway was from this episode. And don't forget, turning listeners into leads is actually easy.